This is the sermon preached on the second Sunday of Easter 2023 in St. Paul's, Athens. The main reading for today is John's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 19 to the end. Being Easter Christians means not standing still. Any serious reading of the resurrection narratives in the Gospels shows that we are to be people on the move. On the move for our risen Lord. The last few chapters of each gospel are full of movement, of journeys, of personal change and development. Go into Galilee, go into all the nations and baptize. While they were walking to a place called Emmaus, peace be with you, as the Father sent me, so I am sending you. All of these imply physical movement, travelling with the risen Christ and in the power of the risen Christ. The journey can also be a journey in and of faith, an interior journey. Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, I put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe. Jesus says to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands. Thomas's response is, my Lord and my God. Thomas makes a personal journey of faith, a journey of doubt to belief. St. John's Gospel begins with the Word of God being enfleshed, of being incarnate, and the association is immediately made with those superb words, the Word was made flesh. And John intends us to understand that this is Jesus of Nazareth. St. John, through his gospel account, presents Jesus as the one who is sent by God, who performs signs and wonders, who says, I am the way, the truth, the life, I am the bread of life, I am the vine, I am the good shepherd, and so on. In his final chapter, St. John's intentions are crystallized in the words of St. Thomas, my Lord and my God. This is the highest point of St. John's Gospel. Not only is Jesus Lord, he is God. This is what St. John proposed to us right at the beginning of his gospel, and now he has arrived. There's a strong tendency towards Thomas's doubt in all of us. The slightest small incident, or even a great tragedy, can throw us off course and out of kilter. It might be as simple as a word misplaced by someone else in the Christian household, or it might be a catastrophic global tragedy. It might be a singular dependence on rationality and logic that leads on its own to dismissing both the possibility of God and events such as the mystery of the cross and the resurrection. Some may ask, if I am to be certain about my belief in God, how can I find my way through often terrible times and happenings? There is comfort to be found, perhaps, in the words of the former Archbishop of Canterbury, William Temple, who provides us with some corrective wisdom and advice. He says this, the opposite of faith is not doubt, but certainty. The opposite of faith is not doubt, but certainty. The type of journey St. Thomas made is not always an easy journey. It's not always a straight road into deeper faith. Without the evidence that was shown to Thomas, we have to take a step, not of certainty, but of faith. The risen Lord prepares us for this reality. He says, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. We believe without the certainty presented to Thomas and the first disciples. Yet we do well to repeat those wise words of Archbishop Temple. The opposite of faith is not doubt, but certainty. So we journey on in faithful hope and hopeful faith in the life of the resurrection. It will always be challenging. Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. The risen Lord brought his wounds of crucifixion with him when he walked from the tomb. He did not leave the marks of cruelty and injustice, pain and heartache behind him. Easter Christians don't believe in a Lord who was never crucified. The Easter faith is about the mystery of the cross. We may not be able to put our finger into the wounds or see his hands ripped apart by nails. But when we put our hands forward to receive our Holy Communion, Sunday by Sunday, month by month, we are receiving the bread of the wounded Christ and the cup of the wounded Christ. We do this in the very fine company of the first witnesses, Mary of Magdala, Peter, Thomas, John, Paul, and the saints and martyrs whose blood has been and continues to be the very seed of the church, an idea proposed by Tertullian. As with him and them, we say of Jesus, my Lord and my God. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.